Ladies and gentlemen, this century has been called the Asian century. And whilst there are many lessons to be learned from history, the situation in Asia is unprecedented. Essentially, Asia's rise will bring changes to the current global strategic configuration. The pace of change in the region will continue to accelerate. China and India will be the major economic drivers, with the US remaining engaged in the region and the EU prevailing in Europe. With the shift of relative economic weight towards Asia, political power also follows correspondingly. New major and middle powers are emerging. Together, changes in their relationship will influence the strategic landscape. Such transformations are also accomplished by the increasing role of non-state actors, such as civil society organizations, multinational corporations, and international institutions. The terrain of international relations is more diverse. The future of Southeast Asia is tied to its neighbors in East Asia and the Asia Pacific. The challenge for ASEAN will be to establish its strategic place in this new configuration by playing a greater role in regional and world affairs to ensure the security and prosperity of its people. In the coming decades, we will continue to be confronted with different and possibly more intense challenges than we currently face. We are seeing worrying trends of weakening confidence and trust. We are concerned with the return of explicit major power rivalry. Historical and political divides still continue to fuel nationalistic sentiments between countries. Difficulties in meeting economic commitments and resolve maritime disputes are risking the region's potential. We are increasingly confronted with a host of transnational crimes related to terrorism, drug and human trafficking, and cybersecurity. At the same time, we are witnessing a new threats such as extreme natural disasters and emerging communicable diseases. These challenges pose a present and imminent danger to our countries, as their economic cost and consequences upon the livelihood of our people are enormous. We also have to address the increasing implications affecting those left behind by globalization.